I see why folks want to be a June bride. The flowers in June are prolific, and the new plant growth is vibrant green. A bouquet of double peonies would brighten up a guest book table. The large peony flowers wouldn't fit on the reception tables. You couldn't see through them across the table. Peonies have long stems and fill tall, large vases. Bearded iris are in June bloom. The fragrances of the iris vary as much as the colors. I like the bicolored iris. The top part of the flower is one color in the fall, or lower part of the flower is another. The two colors create a dramatic contrast in a bridal bouquet. Iris uses a lot of water and fades quickly once they're cut. Our shrub roses are starting their June bloom flush. The shrub rose flowers are not the best for bouquets. They're great for bud vases on the table. Right now we have clear white Snow Beauty, cherry red Winnipeg Parks, and dark red Hope for Humanity. The rose flowers can be cut individually or in clusters. The other day my mother-in-law picked pansies for table vases. A vase can hold one pansy color or be a bright mix of colors. Pansies have a long vase life if the water's freshened daily. Many of the other spring-blooming bedding plants can be cut, too. Of course, the spring-blooming spireas are the traditional wedding flowers. Bridal wreath spirea lives up to its name. It has cascading branches that are covered with pure white flowers. The supple spring growth is easily fashioned into a wreath. Bridal wreath is a large shrub and isn't used a lot. A smaller version of bridal wreath is Gresham spirea. Gresham grows about 4 feet tall and wide. It also has cascading branches of white flowers. It blooms a little earlier and may be done for a June wedding. Fairy Queen spirea doesn't have the cascading branch habit, but it does have a profusion of white June flowers. It's a compact 3 foot tall and wide plant. Fairy Queen turns wine red in the fall. With the vibrancy of spring, June is the wedding month. We had gladiolas for our July wedding. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.